Well, Japan is remembering the nearly 19,000 who died in a massive earthquake and tsunami 2 years ago. That 9.0 magnitude quake struck off northern Japan, unleashing a towering wave that wiped out an entire coastal communities and causing a crisis, of course, at that Fukushima nuclear power plant. Kathleen Koch is a former CNN correspondent and author and is just back from Japan. She was invited by the U.S. State Department there to be a guest speaker to share how the Gulf Coast recovered from Hurricane Katrina, which she covered extensively for CNN. And Kathleen joins us live now in the studio. Welcome to WTOP. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So where'd you go in Japan, and what did you see now 2 years later?
Well, I went to Naha in Okinawa, then to Kyoto, Tokyo, and then into the tsunami an earthquake-ridden area up in Sendai. And that was where I did my public speaking. But after I was done speaking to the audiences, then I took a couple days on my own and went through these devastated towns, Minami Sanriku, Ishinomaki, Onagawa. And the debris has been cleared. That's what I saw most of it. Massive towering mountains on the side of the road tucked away. But basically a wasteland, a pretty empty wasteland in the areas that were hit. Only 10% of the structures have been rebuilt.
Mm. Wow. What did you learn about the drive to recovery? What are the people saying about how they've managed to get through the last 2 years, and what do they see coming in the future?
You know, it's very similar to what I saw on the Gulf Coast, where I grew up. You know, people are anxious to get their lives back. They want to rebuild. They want some sense of normalcy. But just like us, they're wrestling with shortages of manpower, shortages of building supplies, and real gridlock with the government. And, you know, unlike on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, where we had a 30-foot storm surge that destroyed everything in the first half mile, and then there were structures after that you could salvage. I mean, just so much is completely gone. So they're really having to start over from scratch, and things just aren't moving. But I was able to encourage them, you know, they will get there. It will just take time.
Yeah. How were you able to draw similarities from your experience experience covering Katrina, also having grown up on the Gulf Coast, to make the connection to sort of propel them forward? What were you able to do and say to them?
Right. Well, I showed them images, first of all, of the Mississippi Gulf Coast that they found quite similar, which is one of the reasons, 2 years ago, I started a nationwide letter writing campaign to encourage them. We collected nearly 6,000 cards and letters from across the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and South Korea, because I said, oh, my God, that looks like Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, my hometown. And then I shared how people in my hometown worked together after the storm. Didn't see themselves as victims, but survivors, very much like that spirit you saw of the Japanese, sharing what they had, patiently standing in line for supplies, and then the optimism. People there you heard after the storm, and even today, weren't complaining and whining, you know, very stiff upper lip, just like the people on the Mississippi Gulf Coast were really amazingly, incredibly cheerful, despite all they'd lost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that letter writing campaign still underway?
Well, we wrapped it up about 14, 15 months after the earthquake and tsunami, but, you know, over the following 6 months, letters, cards trickled in. I wasn't sure what to do with them. And then I had this opportunity to go. I took them with me. So I went to this junior high that's still standing in Minami Sanriku and delivered these cards and letters to the principal there. And he was so moved and touched. And he said he would share them with the students there at the adjoining elementary school. And then there's temporary housing right there on their grounds. There are temporary housing sprinkled up and down the area. 320,000 people still in temporary housing. He said he'd share them with them as well.
Well, an amazing trip, and thank you so much for coming back and telling us all about it.
You bet.
Keeping those people in our thoughts and prayers still even 2 years later after that earthquake and tsunami.